Joining us on the line, as she does every Friday at this time, Rolien Marks. Rolien, a very good morning to you. How are you?
It's always a good morning when I speak to you guys. And I have to give kavod and kudos to the hidden star. Well, he's not so hidden of this week's COVID report, Howard, and that's your cat. I mean, I was living for that cat.
So last week, Sunday, if you have no idea what I was talking about, we do play the COVID podcast here on a Wednesday, but it's without visuals. So last week, Sunday, when we were recording it, my cat decided that it's actually enough with this cameo role or being in the background, and it decided to join us. And It completely floored Dr. Marburg. He's not a cat person at all. And I was just sort of, because I'm used to living with cats. So they do take over everything and you just have to work around them because there's actually no other way. You're in their space and best you know it. So I kind of just carried on talking and doing whilst this cat was in my face. The tail was just about everywhere. I was waving it away and it was a lot harder for Dr. Marburg to concentrate. So yes, the cat did make a very, very significant appearance in last week's COVID podcast.
But, you know, as cat owners, we are but mere cameos in their starring role. But can I also just say mazel tov and happy birthday to Chai FM. I can't believe you're a teenager already.
Yeah, phew, teenagers, this is not going to be easy, hey? But Rolien, you've been involved in the Israel report, I don't know, for years. Have you been doing it like for 12 years?
Well, I'm very, very proud to say that I have been with Chai FM since its inception when Chai FM started in the SABC buildings way back when, well, actually just 12 years ago. And there have been some incredible highs and incredible lows. And I started actually doing the Israel report before I left South Africa. And it's definitely a highlight. I mean, every Friday morning, I have to say, is a highlight to speak to you. And we also used to chat in the afternoons, and you know now I chat to Simon, who's lovely. But you and I have been through some incredible journeys together during and doing the Israel report as well.
So can you look back on some of those things that you've reported from Israel? Because really there have been incredible highs and some terrible, terrible lows. If we look back over the 12 years, it really is a complete roller coaster, isn't it?
It absolutely has been. And the first story that we really went live on air with was the terror attack in Mumbai. And I know that yesterday Israeli diplomat and diplomats from India commemorated the anniversary of this horrendous, horrendous attack that saw amongst the various hotels that were attacked, also a Chabad. And we went live on air with that. And many people were saying that this is where they're getting their information about what is actually happening because they weren't getting it so much in the mainstream media. And right at the get-go, it showed the important role that Chai FM has to play in disseminating the news, and the journey has been quite extraordinary because from then I've managed to cover the various operations that Israel has been involved with, both from South Africa and from here in Israel. And of course, it's very, very different when you're here and within literally seconds, you may have to run to your shelter. But we covered CAST-led in its entirety, as well as major events like the campaigns to free Gilad Shalit. I mean, that's a name that you don't hear so often these days by his request, him wanting to live a private life. But Chai FM was instrumental in highlighting the plight of Gilad Shalit, then captive by Hamas for 5 years in the Gaza Strip. We also were the window into what was happening for Israeli civilians during CAST-led because at the time, and as many people will be familiar, not many news outlets in South Africa were giving Israel's side or Israel's point of view and explaining what it was like for the citizens of the South to live under constant barrage of rocket attacks. And then, you know, coming to Israel, making Aliyah and basically trying to seamlessly move on with the Israel report from there, and then having to deal with everyday life in in this country and what impacts us. And I have to say one of the toughest days was covering the funeral of the three boys.
Renee just says, what year was Mumbai? Because I also remember the three boys and the extensive coverage on Chai FM.
Well, the three boys was in 2014. Mumbai was exactly 12 years ago. That's how Chai FM launched on air with this incredible coverage that we were giving up to date as much as possible coverage on the situation, especially the situation at Nariman House, which is where the Chabad was. And then we cut to the funeral of these three boys, which from my apartment right here in Modi'in, because they are buried here in our cemetery, I could see the crowds gathering. The biggest funeral I have ever seen, and having to translate what was saying and having to give this live moment by moment update was probably one of the toughest, if not the toughest days. We were discussing egalitarian prayer at the Kotel. It was a very, very big story, in some places a very, very divisive story, and some of the comments coming in were, you know, profoundly hurtful, including a comment from a listener who said, as a secular Jew, I was not welcome at the Kotel, and that was like it goes to show that, you know, we also, as radio presenters, correspondents, analysts, we're also human, and we also profoundly affected sometimes by the comments that people make without knowing us and without understanding the work that we do or our personal lives.
It is absolutely true. And it's an interesting question, because the Israel report is one where you're reporting news, but you're also reporting it from a place of deep care. And that's what our listeners actually expect, because this is news that they're not getting anywhere else, really. We know, for example, the South African media generally doesn't cover much. Rockets can be raining on Israel day after day after day, and it will hardly make a mention in mainstream South African media. So when this happens and it becomes vital that we report on that news from Israel, but at the same time, you could be in the middle of a situation where you are running to a bomb shelter, or you are talking about an event at the Kotel, a problem or an issue at the Kotel, where you get drawn into the story and therefore insulted around the story. It's a very difficult. I would imagine that Israel reporting is slightly different to some other conventional, you know, reporting on something that's happening somewhere else in the world.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned the situation with rockets, because we had that day just over a year ago where Israel had assassinated a leading Islamic jihadist, and we were having rockets raining down on the country right into the interior. And I was asked by Chai FM to give an hourly update, and we had a rocket in Modi'in. And let me tell you something, when that siren goes, it is terrifying. No matter how many times you hear it, and my office is in my shelter, which sometimes accounts for the bad signal, Howard. my office is in our bomb shelters. Many of you know, most of the homes in Israel, at least the more modern homes, are equipped with a room that is a strong room, a bomb shelter. In some places, you have to run out to get to an actual shelter that's maybe downstairs, in the apartment building. And I was extremely, extremely shaken, but you know, with that knowledge that I have to make a report on Chai FM, and that actually kept me sane. And you know, that's the other side of reporting in Israel. You become very, very aware of who you're talking to. Being down at the border with Gaza during the protest march, having to inhale the ghastly fumes that come from those tires that the protesters were burning on the borders, that created a terrible ecological situation, and also a horrible situation for my lungs. Again, aware that, you know, you've got to get it together, because there are listeners that are depending on you. And getting through this COVID pandemic, if we go back to February, which seems so long ago, we went into lockdown before South Africa, and speaking to you guys is, you know, gave me strength every single day. It gave me purpose that we're sitting here, everything looks very uncertain. We don't understand this virus yet. We're in lockdown before many other countries. Are we going to be in a situation like we're seeing in Europe? And knowing that I have a responsibility to Chai FM listeners to get it together. I mean, you know, some days when you're shaking because of sirens, you're aware, just, you know, get it together because you've got listeners who are depending on
the news. It's funny, Rolina, I was saying this actually a little bit earlier before you came on air, that so often we think as when you sit on this side of the mic, you think what you're doing is for listeners. And I mentioned that is that we felt a tremendous responsibility during lockdown to make sure that we connected with our listeners, that we kept them informed, that we realized how important a lifeline we were. But then when my father became ill and the last couple of weeks I couldn't be on air, I realized that it flipped, and it was just, I realized then how much I needed it. It wasn't just about me doing this for other people, but actually it's an anchor, and it being on this side of the mic is as important for us as we think that it is for listeners. It's very much a codependent relationship, so it's a relationship and a very powerful, in a good way, in a very, very powerful and important one.
Well, absolutely, and it's also an opportunity to share tremendous joy. I mean, just months ago, I think the greatest moment that I've had on air is breaking the news of the peace agreement with Israel and the United Arab Emirates. You know, when I saw this news blast come across my monitor, I had to blink. I couldn't believe it, and it was just such pleasure and such joy to know that in that moment I was on air and I could tell our Chai FM listeners, who really have been through us with everything, and we cannot underscore the importance of this link, not just between the listeners and Israel and the listeners to us as presenters, as correspondents, as analysts, but also the links between the South African Jewish community and the links to Israel. And I know especially during this year, when many of you have not been able to come to Israel to visit as you normally would, and Israel's had quite an extraordinary year, between the pandemic, between the never-ending elections, and maybe we have a possibility that we're going to elections again soon. I mean, you know, Howard, it's not a year without two elections in 1 year.
Yeah.
And now this incredible, momentous piece that we never thought possible just a couple of months ago that is happening. It feels like, you know, you're sitting here in the room with me, that you're just as much a part of this as we are. And of course it comes with caveats, and it's always interesting for me to see where the chasms are between diaspora Jews and Jews here, especially when it comes to issues of elections. And then we become like family members at a Shabbat table where everybody has divergent opinions, and we can argue in the most respectful and best possible way.
Absolutely. It's and what I find fascinating as well on that subject is I find that even for the Israel report, we have more and more people in Israel listening to our daily Israel reports, because it's a summary and detail of the important news stories. So when we have this twice a day, during the normal Monday to Thursday, Anthony Reich in the morning, you in the afternoon, and then on a Friday with you on the morning show, people even in Israel are tuning in for Israel news, because it's bringing relevant, detailed, and analytical view of it. So very, very interesting. Just a couple of messages. Lior Levy says, I'm obsessed with Chai FM. And Karen M says, Howard, the difference between a dog and a cat is when you call a dog, it comes to you. When you call a cat, it takes a message and gets back to you later. That is very, very true. Yossi says... So true that. Yossi says, Mazel Tov, and a huge thanks to Chai FM for 12 years of laughter, sadness, enjoyment, learning, controversy and teaching me how to not be sensitive, of course. The Morning Mayhem is my ticket to the world, albeit through very quirky and kind of a warped perspective at times. Thank you, Howie, and the team. And happy birthday to my radio home since 2013, Chai FM. Thank you for giving me a platform to speak directly to the public about the scourge of fraud and corruption. Well done to Kathy and her team for achieving this milestone. Love and respect from Chad Thomas, host of the Confidential Brief on Chai FM. Just amazing. Just so wonderful to see these messages. This is unfortunately where we do have to love and leave you, Rolene. I hope that, is it still as rainy and stormy in Israel, or has it settled down today?
Not so rainy, but very, very chilly. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank Kathy, to thank you, Howard, to thank Simon, and the phenomenal people behind the scenes that you don't always get to hear and see that really keep it together. Thank you, guys. Thank you for this absolute incredible opportunity to speak to you every single day. It's the highlight of my day. Happy, happy birthday. I'm not going to traumatize you with my singing, but I am going to say Yom Huledet Sameach Ad 120 and Shabbat Shalom.